it easier, we'll learn the Ruchai a little bit secure. Let's start from the paragraph, V'nei Batosus Shom Hiksha. V'nei Batosus was an Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin Hiksha. Levan Dharma, this is the bridge between Vavakam and Chulin. Lamanda Omar, Eishoi Mishum Chitzov, Lama Binofla Sakin Miyadoi, Vishachatash Chitosai Pesula, Kavan Dehavi Chitzov, Vikavona Loi Boy. So we'll learn next year at Hashem, there's din of Shechita, and there's a din of called Koyach Gavir B'Shechita. The knife, when the Shoichet lowers the knife under the throat of the Behema, he has to be in control of the knife. Gemara says that if a person creates a water, we'd call it a robot almost, that a water-driven sakin. So I set it up so that the water drives a sakin, like a sakin in a Shabbos clock. So I'm not the one who's lowering the knife. I put the knife in position. It's a perfectly good shechita, otherwise I talk about it. It's a good shechita, knife is checked, knife is sharp, doesn't slide, doesn't go out of the way. So, or a lucky shechit, right? There's a vein over here. There's a shechit who's fumbling with his knives. Keep your distance from that kind of shechit. That kind of moil also. The knife dropping kind, you don't want to stand nearby. So he drops the knife. He's a lucky guy. He drops a knife, perfect shechita. Right? So the Gemara says that would not be a good shechita. It's a good shechita. The knife went down, it didn't go backwards or forwards. It was a sharp knife. There was no, we're going to learn next year, there are four, maybe five, psule shechita. Everything was a gavaldo shechita. Happened by itself. But he dropped it. So the halacha is that it's not a good shechita. Taisa says, why not? So what if I didn't? You require koyach adam. No, it's koyach adam. I was the one. I was the driver of the shechita of the. It's no worse than shooting an arrow. I dropped it. It was my koyach. I didn't do b'kavana. When I shoot the arrow, I have in mind what I'm doing. You don't require kavana l'gav shechita. Right? So the person was doing a practice shechita. It was a shechita tutorial. He thought this was a mannequin. He didn't realize this was the real thing. Right? So he thought it was like a 3D printer. He got the behemoth from a 3D printer. He didn't realize it was much. So, and he did a good shechita, it would be good. Even though he didn't have kavana for shechita. So the Taishas asked the question, why would it not be a good shechita? Wrong paragraph. This is the right paragraph. Lama b'noflei sakin miyodei v'shochet ha-shechitasei psula keivan davi chitzo v'kavon aloi boi leko le'meimar. And says Reb Chaim, number one, don't say what we do find in one of the Rishonim, Lekel and Neymar, the Isha Mishim Chitzav, Ein Zerak, Zeras HaKosav, and Ezekin. Maybe we should say that Isha Mishim Koyach, Koyachai Kegufoi, is a din in Vitzicha Mishoyge. There's an Ov called Eish. The Ov of Eish is in Mimelach, Zeras HaKosav, that Koyachai Kegufoi, and Ezekin. He says he can't say that. Why? Because the sugi that we learn in Chavezim and Beis says that legabe ritzicha, we're going to apply the din of koyche kegufoi. Because if a person sets a fire and there's an eved tomen boy, and therefore the person will be responsible for the death of the eved, so that's going to be called the ma'aseh ritzicha. We're going to say kol levi ravine, he's chayev misa for the eved. He did the ma'aseh misa of the eved was done alidei koychei. So you see, Eishem Mishum Chitzav applies to Ritzicha as well, right? It says QED, this is Mamish, a Gemara, a good husband in the Gemara. So he says, And we would add the Nemuki Yosef said that it even applies to Shabbos. So once you say Koyche Kegufoy is a din by Nezikin, we're going to say that din Lagavi Ritzicha. Lagavi Ritzicha is even a bigger Chiddush. Because Lagavi Ritzicha, we have a principle in Masechta Sanhedrin, Mishaftu Eida Veitzilo Eida, that Beis Din is commissioned to try to find a Kula, not to kill the Gemara in Makkos also, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies that to even trying to darshan halachas. So if the Gemara says that koichoi kegufoi applies the gabi ritzicha, it will certainly the ritzicha memezin. It will be says Reb Chaim in kol aterikuhu ariu lo chol mile, as evidenced by the nemuki yosef. Having said that, Tosfos is a gevaldik akasha. So why don't we say koichoi kegufoi the gabi shchita? V'nira loymar the meemes. After mina de isha mishum chitza, avol ze loy hare lo chidesh lan rak te have ki ilu hu ba atzma osa masa kamo isha yore chetz avol ze hare loy motzinu kalal bechitza she choshev she nasa hamasa mikoichai el de choshev tu osa hamasa miyadayim avol lo she nasa mikoichai. So Chaim says that you have to draw the following distinction. The chiddush of koichoi kegufoi. So whenever the halacha requires that I have done something, so koichoi kegufoi will say that I've done it. Koichoi kegufoi will attribute the act to me. It'll associate, it'll connect the act to me. So I shot an arrow, So the arrow 500 yards down the road does a hezek, that's my hezek. That's koichoi kegufoi. I take responsibility for that, right? So if a person sets a fire, the fire now is hoilech and is mazik a mile down the road, koichoi kegufoi, responsible. Ritzicha, responsible. When it comes to shechita, the halacha is not that I have to be responsible for the shechita. The halacha is it has to be my energy. It has to be my muscular push. Motlma davar daima smicha in hektish. You have to mamash lean on the animal. Right? Motlma davar daima, we learn from the din of koyach gavra by the tilas yadayim. And if a person would, if Reuven would have a the Tilis Yadayim cup, and he would put it on a pendulum, so it would be, it's a huge cup, has lots and lots of water, right? Or you work it so it receives water, and it swings, it's always swinging, right? So you just get your hands in at the right time. So Wednesday morning, Reuven puts this huge cup of water on this, puts it on this perpetual motion machine. And I put my hand underneath it, so that would not be acceptable for Netilas Yadayim for bread. Because the halacha requires koyach gavra. Right? Is it good b'di'evan? I don't think so.
Maybe different b'di'evan?
Yeah, but that's koyach gavra.
Okay.
It's koyach gavra. You're putting your hands in. The maisa is done by you. Your energy, your muscles, you're not physical. So it could be for the netilas yadayim for other reasons. Ruach Ram, it might be good. But netilas yadayim, I don't remember. But for hamaitzi, you need koyach gavra. Right? You need to be able to say. So says Reb Chaim, the requirements of koyach gavra are not association, are not connecting me with the master. So Eisha Mishum Chitzav says this is, I have to take responsibility. The requirement of the Shoichet, when he attaches the knife to the neck of the animal, we say it has to be a Maisa B'Koyach Gav, it has to be his muscles, his physical pushing. You see?
In regards to the washing, before you, that works.
So that's still koyach gavra, correct? It doesn't have to be my koyach gavra, but it has to be a koyach ave gavra. All right. So Reb Chaim says, yeah.
Can we say that Reb Chaim is really saying that there's a difference between actions that focus on the ma'isa versus the chalos? For example, shechita, we're not in control of the chalos, therefore it wouldn't make a difference. And the only thing that we're in control of is the ma'isa. But if for nezek, we are in control of the chalos.
So I would not use those terms. First of all, I don't think v'derech klal, I would only use terms if they clarify. I think it's clearer to say that I'm achrayis, I'm responsible. But I don't know if to think about this. I believe there is a chalos when it comes to shechita. I believe there is a chalos because it changes from being.
But that's not us. Hashem is.
One second. It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right? Whether the animal before the shechita. The Gemara calls it an Iser in a Zavuah. Or is it some din of Ibn Menachai? So there is a Chal Hashem Legab B'Shechita. Yeah, that's number one. Number two is Legab Hezek. And I'll say even Legab Ritzicha. And I would think even the Muki Yosef. So there I don't see Chal Hashem. So I don't think that I don't think that the distinction works. But what I'm saying, I think, is correct, that the requirement of Koyach Gavra means it has to be something which my, call it, my muscles directly did. I physically did this. Masha'ena came, legame eshe b'shem chitza, I don't have to physically torch for carrot. I have to be the one who caused, who brought the fire. When it comes to Shabbos, I have to be the one who lit the candle. And Shabbos, we use the Raisa. Erev Shabbos and Bukhi Yosef. Right, so that's the distinction that Reb Chaim is saying in the Tosfos. Go ahead.
So if he's saying that the other tzad, not koach, it's about being the person being associated with the ma'isa. So what does he mean when he uses the lashon of, he says shu asa ma'isa b'yadayim? That sounds like he really is doing it. It's not just that he's generally associated with it.
He said, referring to what? When did he use that lashon?
It's like four lines down from the highlighted part. Yeah. The first word in line is Shehu.
Abul Zer, lo metzinu klal b'chitav sheyichoshuv nasa masa mikoychay. The choshuv shu osa ma... Oh, okay, so now Chaim is saying, so what is... How do we articulate, how do we formulate the chiddush of isha mishum chitzav? So there we're saying that this... That which is done mikoychai is ke'ilu is done biyadai. Koychai means, eish mishum chitzav means that eish is koychai the way chitzav is koychai. The halach of chitzav is koychai kegufai. Koyach rish is kegufai. Koyach is a masa biyadai. Hezek, in order for me to be chayev hezek bidei adam, has to be a masa b'yadayim. Anything less than a masa b'yadayim is groma. L'moshel. If, what's the classic case of groma, would be, let's say, I hasoyrev shtaroysa shachamera. I take an IOU, and I destroy it. So the paper, that's masa b'yadayim. But the fact that I made it, the your funds irretrievable, that's not a masa b'yadayim. That's when you go to the your loiva, and he says, "Prove it to me." Right. So, classic groma is when I cause a hezek, but I didn't do the hezek actively. I let the animal, I open the door in front of your animal. I didn't take your animal and schlep it to any place. So my contribution to the hezek is I allowed it to happen. Mashena came, if I take your dollar bills and burn them, right? Also a shtar, but the levice is money. So if I take it, so then I didn't cause the hezek. I did the hezek. So the way we understand this is not Rav Chaim. We have been understanding that when the Torah was Mechadesh, the Mazik of Eish, the Torah was saying that Eish is either Momen or Chetz, but if Eish is Chetz, then that means that I'm Chayev for Koichoi, Koichoi Kigufoi. Chatzi Nezik Tzroiris, the Chiddush is Koichoi is Kimamoinai. Koichoi Shalbeima Kigufoi Shalbeima. Koichoi Shalmamoinai Kigufoi Shalmamoinai. Right? What does that mean? It means that at this point, what we're saying is, this is not a masa. You cannot say that that I torched, that I burned this goddess. You can say I set the fire, which burned the goddess. That's correct. Torah is lashon, right? Hamavir, achi hey who came avir. But those are all metaphors. They're similes. They're not identities, right? So what are we pointing out? We've been saying all along now there's a chiddush in Eish. What's the chiddush of Eish? Chiddush of Eish, it's not that the Torah was mechayev me and said mechayev Eish, even though this hezek could be hours later. The hezek is a fire that I created, as opposed to actually torching the. Taking a match and actually putting to the person's jacket. Okay. Then the Gemara says that from here we see that koichai is kegufoi. What does that mean, koichai is kegufoi? Rav Chaim is saying, because classically for me to be responsible for my hezek, it requires a masa biyadayim. Causing hezek is not a machayim. If I let the animal, let your animal go wild, that's a groma, not chai b'neyadim. If I light a fire and let it go, I am chai. So that means that when I'm chai for my fire, irrespective of how far away it is from my masa loka, it's a different source of fuel now. I did the halakha on the... And a barbecue. It's a different fuel. It's a different time. It's a different place. How is it connected? Because it's koichai. It's my arrow. So the Torah is saying that in order for me to be chayim in hezek, ma'isa b'yadayim, maraya gromas potter. So eisha mishum chitzai means this is not groma. This is ma'isa b'yadayim. All right. So Tosfos the Reb Chaim is saying, so when the Torah said koichai is kegufai, so Reb Chaim said that koichai is kegufai b'chol haTorah kula. Now Reb Chaim is saying, and also eishem mishum chitzai, right? That is in Kol HaTorah Kula, to evaluate Eish as Koichai. So Hayetzi Mikol Zeh, that Maisa Ritzicha Ali Dei Eish is also Chayim. Right? Hayetzi Mikol Zeh is that when the fire is being lit on Shabbos, it's my fire. And now Reb Chaim is saying, L'chayra, based on that, we should say that that when Tosfos, the Tosfos of the Kasha, so therefore when my knife goes, mikoichai, so that's kegufai. So no. That would be correct if we need a masa biyadayim, but the specific requirement of shchita is not that it's a masa biyadayim. The specific act of shechita that's koyach gavra. Hezra adomer. Even though this sounds counterintuitive, the nomenclature, we would use different terms. Masiv yadayim, translation would not work over here. Masiv yadayim means that this is associated with me, and that there is no other significant contribution to the hezek. I am totally responsible for this damage. It's not me allowing damage to happen, it's me damaging. That's my sibidayim in this case. It's immediacy. It's total connection. Koyach gavra is a physical act. It's a description of a physical connection. So we could say koyach gavra is connected by physical action, and masav yadayim is connected by responsibility. So Tosfos says koyach koychoi kigufoi, even though again we would translate it differently. It's very confusing. You need to cut through this. Koychoi kigufoi satisfies masav yadayim. It does not satisfy koyach gavra. Well, I would say it satisfies the requirements of responsibility. It does not satisfy the responsibilities of being physically connected. Good, Yaakov?
So what does Reb Chaim mean when he says that line that's highlighted, that it's not kocho, it's only ma'aseh v'yadayim?
Not only, no. It's upgraded. It is not only, it is not seen as an act that I'm causing to happen, that I put into motion. All right, we could suggest the following. Grama is a hezek that I put into motion. Koychai, right, better yet, Grama is a hezek which I have allowed to happen. Grama is a hezek which I have removed any impediments out of the way of the hezek happening. Grama is an act of negligence, but that's it. Masav yadayim, or koichai is a hezek which I put into motion. I started the fire. That's koichai. I shot the arrow. Koichai. Masav yadayim is that I actually did the, with my own hands, let's say, I did the, cause the damage. Koichai kigufai. Putting the hezek into motion is the same din as doing the masav yadayim. Alpi din. It's a simile, Miller's analogy.
What
about Shechita? By Shechita, yeah. So there the requirement is another din. Koyach Gavra. Koyach Gavra is not responsibility. Koyach Gavra is not putting into motion. Koyach Gavra is a human being sliced the animal's neck. A human being poured the water. So it's not association, it's not responsibility. It's a force in physics, right?
It's Shiye Nasa Mikofo, correct?
Shiye what?
Shiye Nasa Mikofo.
Koyach Gavra.
And if we said that Kofo was Shiye Nasa Mikofo, then Shemitah would work, correct?
Yeah.
But because we're saying it's Maisa Biyadayim, Maisa Biyadayim is less than Shiye Nasa Mikofo?
No. It's switching gears. In Shechita, if we use the word Koyach Gavra. All right. So now, koyach gavra is not required in hezek, but koyach gavra is a requirement in shechita and in tilas yadayim. All right.
What's the reason that sometimes will require koyach gavra and sometimes will require?
Zero second.
There's no pattern of what situation
I don't know.
Require human force with like shechita? Why does that?
The question is a good question. I don't know the answer. And I think it's mitzvah next year. Go ahead.
So Chaim's saying that kocho, ishum ishum chita, which is kocho kibufo, and therefore it's a nice be a dime, but it's no longer koach. So kocho kibufo is no longer what we would
call koach. It's no koach gavra.
No longer koach gavra.
Yeah.
Someone throws a
chait,
it's not
kol gavra. Correct. Yeah.
If you throw the knife, it's not
kol gavra. What is that?
If you throw the knife down, it's not kol gavra.
Yeah.
If
then it
probably
would be kol gavra. Yeah.
So what's the difference? So why is there
a throwing
arrow?
Shechita with an Shechita with an arrow would also work. Mara says that Rav was able to shecht with an arrow. You could shecht a brew with an arrow. I think so. Shecht an arrow.
So cool. But we just said that that's.
But
not
that. But important. That's no. That's, sorry, I'm sorry. Chitzai and the. A chetz, an arrow, can also be koyach gavra, but that's not the way we're using chetz. In the context of Hezek. Alright?
So the comparison to Chet is lav dafka.
The comparison to an arrow itself is like Chet. It's like in comparison to a physical arrow, yeah. Chetzai, Chetzav is lav dafka and arrow, that's correct.
So this changes our whole perspective of the Sugya now because.
Not yet.
A little bit. This is saying that if Eish is Mishum Chetzav, so that means that it's really not your Koch. Right, it's really
nice
to be a dying, that's what we're saying.
Well, we're saying
it's going back to the sugya and saying that's an intentional sugya is that chitza really does not mean your
kach,
which makes a little more sense
because
it's not forced.
We haven't advanced at all in the sugya. All we've advanced right now is to say the kach gavra is different, set aside. All right? Now, in terms of the sugya itself, so we if I would have asked you yesterday, you would have also said that when the Torah is mechayiv me for Eish, right? Especially if it's, right? According to Mukhiyesi, even after Kotzel Echitzav, and according to Tez before Kotzel Echitzav, when the Torah was mechayiv me for Eish, what were they mechayiv me? They were expanding the concept of a Maisezek. Right? So, and you would have told me that Eish is Koychai, and you would have said that we know from the Gemara by Chetzin and Sores Koyach is Gufay. So we haven't changed anything.
But this isn't the same that Chitza really means Maisa
so,
Bidayim? As opposed to like Koch Gavra? Which makes a little more sense because like
no,
it was hard
yeah.
to say that it's your force when you light a fire, but to say that it's your actual action, maybe it's a little easier to understand.
That's correct. I think you would have said that yesterday also.
Well, Koch usually, no, because that's a different understanding because Koch yesterday meant we're expanding what it means force. And usually it meant like kinetic energy, like you're pushing something, that's force, and the sugya is expanding force to mean even, you know, lighting something on fire, having that spread is also considered to be your koach. This is not saying that, this is saying we're not expanding koach, we're understanding it differently.
Right, so all we've done so far today is just to point out that you're going to use the word force without meaning physically doing something physically uniquely with your body, so to speak. Right? So I don't think that's... I think if we would have thought about it, we would have said it yesterday as well. We would have thought about it. We need to think about it. Go ahead, Yaakov. Yeah. So I'll even begin before the one. Says Avuzeh Hamilo Metzinu Klal, right? V'chitzav Shehei Choshev Nasa Masa Mikoychay. When Elu the Choshev Shu Mas Shu Also Masa Biyadayim. That when it comes to shooting an arrow, or better yet, when it comes to let's back up. Avuzeh V'nira Loima. the ve'emes. After meaning the eishem mishum chitzav, even though we use the phrase eishem mishum chitzav, avol ze hari lo chidish lon rak dehavi ki ilu ma'atmei osu asavasa. Eishem mishum chitzav does not mean, as Effie was pointing out before, does not mean that this is actually my error. What it means is that it's considered as if I did this action. And just like if I shoot an arrow, that's my arrow. But in the halacha, in the parsha of chitzav, not necessarily in the parsha of arrow shooting, but in the parsha of chitzav, we would not say that this is your koyach gavra. El dechoshev she'osa masa miyadayim. It is still necessary. It is still considered as if it's your action. Avol leshehei nasa mikoyche. But it's not your. It's not considered to be koyach gavra.
How could it be your masa miyadayim without being koyach gavra?
Good, because that's correct. That's what I'm saying. That this is. We would have used different nomenclature because masa biyadayim is, and I think what you're pointing out is what Rav Chaim's first nakuda in the sugya, right? The masa biyadayim does not mean physically I'm using my hands to do this hezek. Masa biyadayim means that I am. Doing something that my involvement in the hezek is direct and not indirect. Masav yadayim means that I'm not opening the gate for your animal to go, I'm taking your animal out. Koyachai in this context means that I am physically involved, koyach gavra, I'm physically involved in the ma'aseh shechita, in the nitil yadayim. Right?
How is
Zorichetz
not that type of
kofo? Because Zorichetz is because there are so many other variables involved, namely the wind, how that will carry it. So therefore, it's not Koyach Gavra anymore. Alright? Okay, no, that's not correct what you just said. What you said is not correct. When the Gemara uses the term of Chitzav, the Gemara is looking at the aspect of an arrow that says that denotes responsibility. Right? In other words, the arrow itself can be a koyach gavra as well as koyachai, as well as a masav yadayim. Maraya, that if Reuven shoots an arrow and it creates hezek, you have to pay. And if Reuven shoots an arrow and it successfully shechts the tzipor, it'll be a good shechita. So an arrow itself can be both a masav yadayim as well as koyach gavra. No reason it can't be. No reason the two are not exclusive terms. What Chaim is pointing out is that for Hezek, we are focusing in on the koichai kigufoi, namely koichai kemasav yadayim of the arrow. We're not focusing in on the koich gavra aspect of the arrow. Right? Again, to me, this would be what Effie was pointing out before. The fact that if I shoot an arrow and it shechts a bird, that is koich gavra. I don't need a masav yadayim. I don't need to know exactly who the sheikhet was. I don't need to find out I have to know he's Jewish, but as long as he's a good sheikhet, so then check the arrow before, so it'll be a good shechita. When Reuven shoots an arrow and it tears Shimon's cloth, I don't need to know koyach gavra. I don't need to know exactly that it's not important to me that Reuven was the one who pulled it back and how much force he gave it. I just need to know, is Reuven responsible for this error? So the arrow carries two different halachas. It would be a classic case of a tzvei dinim in a chetz. One which is important for shechita, and one which is important for hezek. All right, a little bit weiter, it'll become clear. When it comes to my responsibility to pay, to compensate, and the fashis, Reuven's responsibility for damage, for hurting somebody else, for killing somebody else, right? Where when it comes to hezek, all I need to know is who is responsible for this hezek, because I want compensation. Who is responsible for this ritzicha so we can bring him to Beis Din? I don't need to know whether he was physically the one who it's not important to me. The fact that he may have physically punched Reuven. Ulahachi Shapir Aminan the Kevan the Isha Mishum Chitzav Nimsadu Osa Samasa Mishayib Bazer. So Isha Mishum Chitzav means we're looking at this one aspect of the arrow shooting, which is that we can relate it back to the person who shot it, person who pulled the arrow back in the sling, and we know he's responsible for it. Masha ena kei b'shchita, the be'inan koyach gavra davka. There, we require uniquely, that is uniquely a human being's physical act. Im kein malucha b'chach na'vechitzav, na'vechi'ilu osa samaisa. The fact that it is chitzav and that in hilchas hezek, we can attribute it to a specific arrow shooter, that's not important. The gavish chita, aval kuponim arei leinas the mikoychoi. But attribution of responsibility doesn't mean it was done mikoychoi. The gavish chita arei koychoi mina. Ulochi shapik inof lasakim v'shoch tishkos besula. The af the hav v'chitzav havi ki ilu osu zamasa al mikol mokem arein kan kerv gavu besula. Halacha. Think of the following halachic case. Both cases are in the Gemara. Reuven stands up. He has a shechita knife in his lap. When he stands up, the shechita knife drops. And if that shechita knife would shecht a bird on its way down, that would not be a good shechita. If that shechita knife would damage my property on the way down, he would be chayav. So that event is a maisa v'yadayim legabe odem amazik, but it's not a masa shechita. It's exactly the same masa. So we're saying legabe the masa shechita, the fact that it rolled down disqualifies it from being shechita. There's no koyach gavra. There's no human being who's pushing this knife through the neck. The fact that I am chayev for hezek means I don't require koyach gavra for hezek. I require responsibility. I require identifying who was Peshayan. So when we say Koyche Kegufoy, we mean Masa B'yadai, that means ultimate responsibility, uniquely involved. V'hinei V'tosu Shem Ekshu. Alright, so that was the first Tosu's first Nakuda. Next, Tosu's point sounds in Hedron. A person throws a rock up in the air, and it falls down 5 feet away from him, 10 feet away from him. And on the way down, it kills. Chayiv. Gemara says, why is he chayiv? We require koicha. So if his koyach pushed this stone, either it should come straight down or should keep on going. If it lands over there, obviously there's some other force involved. My koyach pushed it up. So the fact that it's no longer going up must mean the sum of the koyach. The fact that it didn't drop straight down. So Gemara says, so therefore I shouldn't be potter. My taima, mishum the koyachiu. Ikoichoi teisa le'el. V'ilav koichoi teisa le'tachas. Why is it landing 5 feet away? Koyach kochos hu. Hare lehedya de dav keicha de horgoi b'koyche chaya. Avalav achi potter. So Gemara says, we know that this rock was sent by me. So we know, so why don't we say, no, koyach gavra, because koyach gavra, the Gemara is saying, I'm not interested in koyach gavra. I want to know whether it's a massive yadayim. Is he totally, uniquely responsible for it? If he was totally, uniquely responsible, either the error would be keep on going, or it comes straight back down. The fact that the arrow landed to the side means there must be something else going on. There was a malach over here who pushed it aside. The Gemara says, no, it was koyach kochosh. That my koyach is not strong enough to keep it going. And my koyach is not strong enough to bring it directly down, but it's still my koyach. V'kosha. The gam beloy halacha mikoyach akate tehei avnei sakinei umasoi sheinichem v'resh gagoi to have been told on the eish to kalman havim yishum chitzum to chayim gam benefoshes v'ter to nachsug yekayim malach v'ander v'eish hach man de omar eishem yishum m'moynoi. The Tosef says, I leave my rock on top of a roof. The wind comes, knocks it down and kills somebody. Chayav, Eish, Mishum, Mishum, Eish. Tosef says, well, how can I leave a Chayav? That's not my mice of Yadayim. It's not my koyach. It's entirely the wind. I put it in the wrong place. Tosef says, Nechanami. That's only Chayav, behold, Eish, Mishum, 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 Mishum. Good. Says Rav Chaim, but the Rambam in Perek Gimel Chusayach says, Hazoyrek Tziror Vakoysel, person throws a rock at a wall. V'chozar ho'evin lachurel, the rock and the stone ricochets back. V'horgo and kills on the way back. Chayim Mises Beizdin, Shemikoy Choy Hibo O'ad Kan L'shoynoi. You are chayiv mishum koyach, v'tzivitin v'tzichav koyach. V'im nerag sheloi b'koychoi, elo machmosoi poter, v'koshon l'chayiv v'chol gamnik am nesakinu masoi. So why should I say that if, according to Rambam, why should I not say that, as I should say, that if I leave a rock, if you're going to tell me that if I leave a rock on a roof, the normal wind comes and blows it and it's mazik, am chayav because eish, excuse me, that means that identify this as koichai. That means identify this as koichai kegufai. That means that she be chayav mishum ritzicham. The minafashat v'ina dafke sheyog mi koichai v'nerg to mi koichai l'machmosei potu v'kosha. So why should I be chayiv? Because I'm the sakina masoi. Vasher al korcha near Vidasa Rambam. All right. So now the mechanzu and mechalish did. Okay. So again, tomorrow, the two matters that force us to refine our understanding of Isha Mishum Chitza. One doesn't really change your understanding, it just explains to us how Shechita is different. But the next issue that the Rechaim is raising is now you have to explain something. We have said that Isha Mishum Chitza applies to Ritzicha. We've said that Avnei Sakina Yomasoi Hinichum Eresh Gagon, I'm going to be Chayiv for Hezek, but I'm not going to be Chayiv for Ritzicha. Why not? I'm the Sekinu Masoi. I left him in Virosh Gagan. The Gabe Hezek am Chayiv because Eishim Mishim Chitzav. Because I put it in the place wave the ruach and tzuri will pick it off. So why should it be chayiv for tzricha also? Why am I chayiv for amisakin masoi? Should nichon resh gagon vehizikon derech iluchon? What category does it come under? Eish. All right. I lit a fire, and the fire keeps on going and going and going and going. I'm chayiv. It's different fuel, different place. But if there's a human being that is burned by that fire, so the Gemara says that I would be chayiv shumetzicha. Now I have avnei sakina masoi idichem resh gagon. Gemara says that I'm chayiv because it's eish. So the Gemara says, I'm a chayim in Hezek, I'm not a chayim in Misa. Why not? That's who chayim's kasha. So here is Mechadish the following. The Sfira lay, the Rambam must explain. The Hod the Isha Mishum Chitzav, Lav Digzeres HaKosav Hu Ba'esh L'chayim Mishum Chitzav. The inayim of kainari hayyotzerch liyos hadin gamkein rak b'momayin tohoslim iko gzeres hakosuf. Mashani came in a foshas. Tolek el kral zeh. Pshitu lehave chitzav. El hodav lechitzav hainem mishum de ve'emes hadover kain de isha vechitzav mamash fe'lechz mikorche. Valkin shaf rechayev gam in a foshas. Kain lechayev mamash. So far Rechayev just repeated that that Ishim Bishim Chitzav is not, the Chiddush is not that I am Chayiv for Eish. What's the Chiddush? V'alkein Shapra Chayiv V'od de Itzrach L'milfe Mikra Hu Mishim de Koyach Acher Mu'ur Boy Rabbi Minon de Potter, who bezeh galon kra the koyach acher mo'ura boy, gamkin chayim have the koyach mamish. We could rephrase chayim in the following way: we know koyach is kegufa, because we know the gavei retzicha v'shoygei that the noshal habarzel that a person is chopping away, and even if a piece of wood flies out and kills somebody, that's going to be a ma'aser v'tzicha b'shege. So ma'aser v'tzicha. If there would be Edim and Hasra, and the trajectory would be clear, maybe it would be a bigger chiyuv misa. Alright? However, it's clear that there is a din of koyche gegufoi by retzicha b'shege. So when the Torah was machadish the mazik of eish, what was the chiddush of mazik eish? I already know koyche gegufoi. The mazik of eish is that there is a koyach achem u'urav boy, and that does not let me off the hook. The mazik of eish, the chiddush of eish, is not only that koyche gegufoi, that I have to take responsibility for an action which I put into motion. The chiddush of Eish is that there are other forces at play. That there's new fuel, there's a fire, there's a wind. So I could say, I'm a shutef. I'm not the only mazik over here. I set a fire. Now, that this is burning 3 hours later, that's a ruach matzuyah. So you have to take into account. But I'll take partial responsibility. But I'm not the one who brought the fire to this place. So the chinish of eishu mishum chitzav is that the fact there is another player in the hezek, and that doesn't change the way we look at it, and it's still kokoy chay mamish. V'zeo gzeres hakosov the eishu mishum chitzav. Asher lefi ze yesh loymar gam benefoshes hachdina the chay mishum chitzav. Keva nave ke ein gili milsa. The gam bekoich achem uruboy gam kein ave koichai. Masha ene kein bekoich sheini. Uba avne sakin ma asay shen ich mish mish gagoi ve nof mech mtsuya de posa koichai ve ein shem koichai klal oz ein bem chiyuva de chitza. Rak mishum mamoynu levad hu de chayim aleo. Chayim says that once you understand that the chiddush of the Av of Eish is not only Eish Mishum Chitzav, right? Or maybe not at all, because then I have another source for it. The chiddush is that it's my Eish, but I'm chayiv even though there's a Kech Achim or Rabbi. So he says, that would explain why, when it comes to Avnei Sakino Vasoi, so there I'm Chayiv Benizokin, but I'm not Chayiv Misa because of it. Because when it comes to Avnei Sakino Vasoi, it isn't that I put an action into place. I put my moment in place. And now there's a Kehachim Urba that they picked it up. Why am I Chayiv for that? Why don't I say kol lechitzav? The chiddush of Eish is that I am, that as long as I am a contributor to the Eish, and Kadosh Baruch Hu helps me out with his win, I'm going to become chayiv. I cannot say I'm poter because this is not koichai. This is koichai plus another koichai. What's that?
Kol lechitzav.
What's that?
It's kol lechitzav. Even for Yochanan, that's what Eish is.
And therefore, when it comes to Avnei Sakino Vasoi, my chiyuv is because I put Momoyne in the right place. And Koyach Achamur boy is not a p'tur. But Legave Ritzicha, so there, putting Momoyne in the right place is not a machayev Legave Ritzicha. The Gavi Ritzicha, we don't have this chiddush that Koyach Acher Mu'urav boy is can still be mechayiv me. Ubenefosh is pshita the mifter le, came in the Gavi Mamoynais le havin chitza. Val kein zeu she posak Rambam to kol hecha the posak koychoi mifter benefosh. Umemela the poshut. Binoflo sakin miyodi vishachita the puzzle. Came in the lechashiva chitza, the ain kankech gamma klau. Ukimoshin is bar. Vinire. Alright, so again. Now Rabbi Chaim says, but when you see this tosvis, so then you need not distinguish between koyach gamra. But you could say that in this case, the shechita does not satisfy the requirements of chitzav of koyach gufay. Right? In other words, when it comes to the shechita, since the knife rolled down, it's not even considered to be koyach. It's not even considered to be koyach gufay. Alright, so again, so Reb Chaim suggests, he first says that the kash of koyach gavra is not affected by Eish. Good. But then he says that you see from the following din, Avnei Sakino Masoi, Chayev v'Nezikin, Potter v'Misa. Why? So he says, I'm the Zikin of Asoi. I am Chayiv in the Zikin because it's my Momon that a Koyach Achim Uruv boy delivered. That formula does not work for a Zikha. It's only a Machayiv when it comes to Hezek. And he says, furthermore, doesn't help Shechita either. My knife doesn't matter. Anybody's knife is good enough. Ritzicha, anybody's knife is good enough. When it comes to Hezek, if my only contribution is that it was my Abne Sakina Masoi, which a Koyach Acher picked up, Esh is a Machayiv L'Gavi Esh. They even say it sharper. Legabe Hezek Pshia is the Machayev. So when I leave Avnisakin and Masoi in a place where the Koyach Acham Uva can pick it up, Machayev. Legabe Shchita Pshia is not a player of Machlav. It's not relevant. Even Legabe Ritzicha Pshia is not relevant. So the Chiddush of Eish is that even though I am not the solely responsible for what happens, but I can still become responsible for the hezek. M.K. Okay, so now all of this is to resolve what seems to be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Nizkei Momon, Yud Dalet Zayin, Liba V'Libsei Ruach Chayiv. Reuven is fanning a fire, and the wind comes and brings the fire. Chayiv for the damages. Why? Shehu Goreim, we call it Goreim Lahazik, Mishalim Nezek Sholim. Min Yof Min Chosav. Kishor Kol Mazik. Right? So, the Rambam writes that Afagav Diruch Masayeh Yisai is Chayiv. Why should it be Chayiv? We don't say that we need a ma'isa v'yadayim. But oid yeis hakasha. Ram says you chai because of groma. El demedam el liba l'tzeruach. Have a groma potter. V'gav a liba v'lib tzeruach kosher from the chayiv. V'eich kosher v'hocha the potter. Says, Ram, this is two kashas. Number one is, a person fans the fire and the wind brings the fire also. Rambam says, Chayev, why? I was Goyim Hezek. Two kash. Goyim Hezek is not a Chayev. I need a Maisa V'Yadayim. I need Koyach Gigufay. Kasha number two is that the Rambam in Hilchas Shcheinim says, if I have something in my backyard, close to your yard, and it's situated in a way that the normal wind could bring my stuff and bother you and damage you. Says the Rambam, I shouldn't do it, but I'm potter for any damage. Right? Misha Osa Goyren, a person was putting together the wheat in his field. He has to keep a certain distance. Afilu Oysa Ruach Mishayi Ba'esha Oysa Malachtai. Even if what's going to happen is the wind will bring this stuff to your property, chayiv l'archik, so that it shouldn't damage you. And even for ruach mitzuya, shekol elu kimishiziko bechitzavein, afapishu chayiv l'archik kol kach. He says, however, I'm obligated to make sure that my stuff does not get carried by normal wind into your property. But if it does get carried, and it does to Hezek, then I am potter. Why? Because Haruach Humisayeya, and ein nezek zeh, but mikoch mazik atzmai. Shem Chaim says, isn't this a stira minei vei? When it comes here, the Rambam says that I have to help, I have to be a good neighbor and do things such that they should not get slipped into your property. But if they get schlepped in and cause hezek on potter, because it's grama, because ruach achar, koich achar misayeh. Rambam says, if I fan the fire and the wind helps me with the fire, I'm chayiv. Why? Because I cause hezek. So Reb Chaim says, causing hezek is not a requirement of ma'aseh v'dayim. Reb Chaim says, you just told me it's potter. How can you say it's chayiv? Is it because the chiddush of Eish is that I created something which a koyach me'urav boy could then deliver and do damage? When Reb Chaim says, when we say that the chiddush of Eish is koyach achim u'urav boy, so what we're really saying is that I'm being held responsible for creating the mazik to begin with. I'm held responsible for, when it comes to my animal, I'm held responsible to watch over it correctly. When it comes to a boar, I'm held responsible for digging a boar, for making a mazik. When it comes to Eish, I'm not responsible for the koyach achim u'urav boy. So what's my chiyuv? I'm responsible because I created a mazik. I created a fire. Amasha also davar mazik. Ukumai kol shor mazikin, shor bor. The chayiv mishum asiyas a mazik. Masha ein kein heichod ha-vichitzov. But when we say that I'm chayiv because eishu mishum chitzai, there the chiyuv is because I did the hezek. Because I was on a mazik b'shas and ezek. So the Rambam says that if I fan the fire and the wind also fans the fire, so then the Rambam holds that I should become chayiv mishum grama. That's only in a situation where my chayiv is because I've created a mazik. But where I haven't created the fire without the wind, so then I'm not chayiv mishum mazik. Again, where I have something in my property and I am winnowing it, and those items can then be carried by the wind and damage you, so that there I'm potter. Why? I didn't create a mazik. There's chaff, there's sand, I'm sifting through stuff. It sits there alone. If the wind would come and carry it, so I didn't create the mazik to begin with. So if the wind carries the mazik, if the wind creates the mazik, then that is not any one of the omeis mazikin. However, if I create a mazik and the wind helps deliver it, that's the chiddush of Eish. So, again, what was Reb Chaim pointing out? Reb Chaim points out that we have to be much more discerning in saying chiddush of Eish mishum chitzav. Number one, we should understand Eish mishum chitzav is not koyach gavra. That's number one. Number two, you see that when it comes to Avnei Sakinu Masoi, Shenichem Veresh Gagon, that I become Chayav in Hezek, I'm not Chayav in Ritzicha. Why not? So he says because I put the stuff there, and the wind will carry it. No, Eish Mishum Chitza. He says no. When it comes to Eish, there's a chiddush. Not only Eish Mishum Chitza, but there's another chiddush that if I created a mazik, the fact that there's a koyach achamu uraboy doesn't make me potter. But I don't have any chiddush that says that if a koyach achem u'urvoy creates a mazik, then I'm chai for that. If I set the fire, koyach achem u'urvoy, I can't say I didn't deliver the fire. I knew there was a wind here. I'm chai. But if I didn't create the fire, if the fire was created, if the mazik was created by the wind, I have sand in my backyard. Sand is not a mazik. The wind comes and whips the sand and then delivers the sand and destroys your tomatoes. Not chayiv. A koyachachem uruboy. Eishim mishum chitza. Rambam says, no. Eishim mishum chitza teaches me that if I created an eish, so then the traveling eish will be ke'ilu that I set the fire. But we don't go as far as to say that koicha is kegufoi, that it's ke'ilu that I created the fire also. Again, koyach, when we say koicha kegufoi, it is not simply to be translated into that any action, any consequence of something which I began, I have to take responsibility for that. Accurate. Koichai kegufoi is a shas wide, a Torah halachic wide principle. Would apply to ritzicha, to Shabbos, accepted. However, koichai kegufoi does not simply mean that whatever consequence, whatever happens as a result of a force that I unleashed, then that's kilu, it's mine. Incorrect. Number one, koyach gavra. We actually need physical involvement, it will not satisfy. Next, Rav Chaim says, number two, is that it will not say, that mean that if I left my rock on top of a roof, and koyach acher picks that up, then now it's my masa. That's not part of the nevesh. Eish does not say every single action which I let happen and the wind carries is my action. No. What Eish taught me is, number one, in certain situations where the Torah requires, where the Torah says that attribution is a mechayev, then koyach gufoy. Good. Attribution of what? Attribution of a ma'aser v'tzicha? Yeah, a mechayev. Attribution of, he would even say a ma'aser Shabbos, the Moshe would say wrong, but he would say yeah, chayev. Attribution of carrying sand and damaging somebody else? No. Because the Torah was not mechadish. The Torah said that if I create a mazik, then the wind carrying my mazik would mechayev. But if I didn't create the mazik, there's no chiddush to say that I'm chayev for that. When it comes to ritzicha, so leaving, the Torah was not mechadish that if I create something that could do a ritzicha, and the wind delivers that ritzicha, I'm chayiv for that. There's no such thing like a ritzicha. There's no such thing like a shechita. That's the chiddush like a hezek. Why should that be? Because once I create a mazik, so the responsibility of shmir becomes much greater. That is not a chayiv like a ritzicha. All right. Go ahead.
But at what point would one consider, like, you create a mazik that it has to be at that moment right there, it can damage without any extra help, or with just a little bit of help? I mean, what shmir do you have on it that you have to make sure that it can't damage at that point?
So, L'chaira, that's where, if a ruach mitsuya, if a ruach mitsuya would normally carry this further, then that could be called a mazik, right? By me piling up wheat, so whether a ruach mitsuya carries this or not, that will not necessarily be a hezek. Your field may have a sensitivity towards my wheat. Every field has a sensitivity towards fire. So that's a mazik by definition. If sand, if chaff falls in my field, sometimes it'll be a... You can't say that's a mazik in of itself. Right? So that would be the nekuda. Okay. Okay, so the way to think about Reb Chaim over here is that the Gemara gives us the principle of Eishim Mishum Chitzav. Reb Chaim, following along the lines of Mukhi Yosef, that Eishim Mishum Chitzav is the way that we define the of Eish. What Reb Chaim is pointing out to us is that Eishim Mishum Chitzav is not a blanket equation, that every time that chitzav would be mechayev, so that anything which looks like or is part of the of eish would also be chayev. Better yet, the Chaim is pointing out to us it is not an equation that an event which is a natural consequence or an event which I put into motion, that it'll always be considered to be my event. He said, you have to understand what does halacha require. Nitil zidayim requires koyach gavra. Ritzicha requires that the entire masa is mine. Nizikin only requires the creation of the hezek to be mine, the creation of the mazik to be mine. Once the creation of the mazik is mine, then any lapse of shmir is going to be mechayev. So, in hezek, koich is kegufoi, and ruch, and koich achem u'urba is not a ptur, as long as I've already created the mazik. But that doesn't transfer to Ritzicha. Ritzicha, there is no such thing as creating the thing which will create Ritzicha and then being responsible if a Koyach HaChavurboi finishes off the Ritzicha. When it comes to Hezek, once I created the Mazik, then I become responsible for any further Hezek. Good. What's their schedule tomorrow? Do we know yet? I don't know yet.
After lunch.
Okay.
There's the game.